You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
Free agent Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL, accusing the 32 owners of collusion. They won't hire me. So, it's racist. It's because of my stance. No, nigga, it's because you fucking suck. And is Harvey Weinstein the new Bill Cosby? Whew. A lot of stuff coming out this week against Harvey Weinstein, huh? We'll talk a little bit about that, gang. Welcome to the Uncle Tom Show. I am your resident house Negro Dusty Angel. Thank you so much for telling a friend. Hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app or wherever fine podcasts can be heard. You know why you're here. You're here because radio sucks, okay? That's why you're here. You're here because podcasts are just fucking shitty. 9 out of 10 of them are shitty. Shitty audio. Shitty content. Just shitty. Every once in a while, I'll turn on the radio because, guys, I grew up a radio nerd. I love radio, you know, when I was a kid. I was a big radio fan. Radio was pretty much the reason I got into broadcasting, podcasting, whatever you want to call it. I loved radio growing up, and every once in a while, I'll turn on the dial just to see what's going on out there. Just to see what's going on AM or FM or satellite radio. And gang, it's always the same shit. And when I say shit, I mean shit. It's the same bullshit that they were playing the last time I tuned in. I tuned into, because look, I'm in Los Angeles. I check out all the talk radio stations. I tune into 790 AM. I just know they're on my dial. I don't know much about them other than Larry Elder used to be on there, and that's probably the only reason they're still on my dial. But I turned on 790 AM the other day, and they were doing something called, was it Florida or Not Florida? That fucking bit has been used so many fucking times in radio, and that's why radio's dead, right? That's why radio's fucking dying. They're using stupid bits like that. Adam Carolla was using that bit 12 years ago when he got into radio until he realized how stupid it was, and he became original. All these stupid... What are they? The prank phone calls. Is that still going on in radio? Really? In 2017, is the fucking prank phone call still going on in radio, ladies and gentlemen? You can't fucking prank phone call someone without fear of getting a millions of dollar lawsuit. These fucking big boy in the neighborhoods, phone taps, and these Ryan's Roses. This Ryan's Rose bit is still fucking going around. And these guys fucking stink, and you cannot put someone on the air without them knowing it, first off, by law. So that right there, they're all bullshit. 9 out of 10 of those stupid, what are they, fucking phone scams that you hear on regular radio are bullshit. And that's why you're here right now listening to the Uncle Tom Show, because I ain't gonna give you that bullshit. I ain't gonna give you none of that bullshit. Because see, look guys, I do my best to not be like any of those motherfuckers on the radio. To be like any of those shitty podcasts that you hear. Justin Bell says Big Boy's cooning nowadays. I wouldn't even know. Big Boy is and was one of my biggest influences growing up. And then you get a peek behind the curtain, gang. And then you realize that all those phone taps that Big Boy in the neighborhood were doing, they're all fake. They're all pre-screened, and these are actors. They have guys, for anyone who doesn't know and wants a little peek behind the curtain, yeah, when it comes to radio, they have an office of people ready by the phone waiting for a radio show to call them as a listener and argue with them. As a listener and call in and give them some interesting story that's full of shit. Yes, gang. Almost everything you hear on radio is bullshit, and that's why you're here right now. And my numbers are small, goddammit. I'm only grossing about $20,000 a week, but I'll take that. Because those $20,000 are solid individuals. Everyone from my live listeners to my podcast listeners to my YouTube listeners, you motherfuckers are pretty solid. You don't want to hear that bullshit that they're spewing and trying to give to you on regular radio, on Sirius XM. Remember when Sirius XM was back in the day when they were pushing the, oh yeah, we get to free speech and you could say whatever you want on Sirius XM and there's no advertising. And remember all that bullshit? Remember all that? Yeah, that was all bullshit. Your regular radio, satellite radio, it all stinks. They all bow down to advertisers and they don't, their content is whack because they're afraid to offend anybody. And that's why you're here listening to this Uncle Tom, this coon, this house nigga, as all of you like to call me out there. Not all of you, a lot of you. And I do appreciate you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the fucking people who still listen to regular radio and who still listen to all this other bullshit on Sirius XM. Uncle Tom Show is the future. All right, gang, enough of my fucking spouting off. So Colin Kaepernick is filing a grievance against the NFL. Accusing the 32 owners of collusion. And tonight, on this show, another topic I want to talk about is this Me Too thing that's going around. The Me Too, hashtag Me Too. I want to tell you about the times that I've been raped and or sexually assaulted. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to share some information with you that I have never shared with anyone. And this is I'm 100% serious. Like, this is no bullshit. This is me. All right? That's why you tune into the Uncle Tom Show, because I will give you that shit. So stick around. In a little while, when I'm feeling it, I will talk about the time I was raped. Raped. I've cried on my show a few times. Like, you know, I'm not afraid to share certain shit. And I'll share that with you guys in a little while. I've been sexually assaulted, you know. Let's start with that. That has nothing to do with rape. Let's not use the word sexual assault. Let me rewind, because look, we're starting from the end and going backwards. We need to start from the beginning and go forward. So there's a hashtag that's out. It's called hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Me Too. And I don't know, I guess someone tweeted it and then Alyssa Milano retweeted it. Can someone help me out with that? But it was retweeted, apparently, and it's gone global. This hashtag #MeToo. And you're all week, you know, past whatever days you've been seeing it. And I guess the basic premise of hashtag #MeToo is bringing awareness, to the fact that women get raped. Women get raped. And sexually assaulted. And what? Sexually, all of that. They get all of that. All that happens to them. So that was the big hashtag. And like #MeToo, now women all over Facebook and all over social media, Twitter, are sharing their story of when they were sexually assaulted, sexually harassed, raped, whatever the case is. Let's start with this. I feel horrible for anyone who, any child specifically. Look, I believe that if you are a pedophile and you get caught, you deserve a bigger sentence than a murderer. What you do to these kids is pretty shitty. It's a pretty fucked up situation. What you do to these kids. You're fucking them up for life. Okay, not just for that 11 minutes of humping that makes you feel good, that gets you off. You dirty piece of trash. You're affecting this child for life. See, you'll die in 20 years. I'm just, you know, whatever. You'll die in 20 years. And this kid will be 20 years old, 25 years old or whatever. And he still has another 50, 60, 70 years to live with this horrible situation. And if you're just tuning in, I'm later going to tell you about my personal situation when I was legit raped. You're fucking these kids up for life. You're fucking them up for life, okay? So that's why I believe anyone who takes advantage of a kid, anyone who does dirty shit to a kid, oh, you deserve the worst punishment mankind. Like, we should bring out what are those medieval laws? Like, we should bring those out specifically just for child molesters. Just for pedophiles. Just for people who got a bunch of kiddie porn stored on their hard drive. Those people should be put out in the town square and hung. Hung. Have their head chopped off slowly from a guillotine. I don't know. Let's take them back to old times. Because you are fucking the kids up for life. This kid's sexual, everything is going to be based on this. They're going to remember this. Their first sexual experience, I am sure, it is going to pop in their head. When they get older and they get married, and they have sexual problems in bed, it's because you fucking touched them when you were 6 years old, you piece of dog shit. And I say castration. If we could 100% prove that you diddled a child, hell, if we can prove 100% that you downloaded porn of some 11-year-old kid fucking naked and it's on your hard drive and you've been jerking off to it, if we can prove that, off with your dick. Off with your dick.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break? My daddy was from Nutty Block, my uncle was from Nutty Block, my mama was from Hoover, how she end up here cutting rock. 4-year-old on her lap, that was my older sister. Photos of Tukey and my father, now you get the picture. Cutlass outside on D's, you think it wasn't? 15 inches, had computer love subbing. My parents about to see Rocky at the Compton driving. Halfway through the movie, her stomach start thriving. My pops start panicking. Mom's in the passenger seat, scared of contractions, so she stiff as a mannequin. Pops put the car in reverse and then skirted out. Drive, motherfucker, them the words my mom splurted out. 80 down Wilmington, pull up at Killer King. Rush my mama to a room and let the doctor do his thing. It was a whole lot of blood, yeah, I was born in it. Gang banging, my family got torn in it. All over.
Colors, 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 colors. My colors, 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 colors. Colors, 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 colors. My colors, 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 colors.
Jordan got drafted to the Bulls, 85 here. My uncle Greg sniffing cocaine off my high chair. Mama in the kitchen cooking, pops on the couch bagging. Cousins loading Louis Vuitton duffels in the station wagon. Fiends walking in and out my house in old Nikes. Pops used to tell me, son, don't you ever be like me. The Bloods wanna kill me, the cops will never catch me. And when you gang banging like Shorten and Joe Pesci. Then one night, my pops came home off heroin. Shit changed, I'm glad my mama didn't marry him. Molested my sister that night, cause she was scared. I was too young to help her and my brothers wasn't there. It was late night, 2 a.m. my mother at work. My sister came back up the stairs and there was blood on her shirt, blood on her face, blood on her hands, blood on her legs. Turned on the light and everything was red. I'm surrounded by
colors, 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 colors. My colors, 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 colors. Colors, 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 colors. My colors, 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 colors.
7 years passed, now a little nigga seen things. Playing with them birds like magic, we was the dream team. Posted up on the block, I had that Hakeem lean. Watching 6'4s hop, my nigga no green screen. Walking from the Tanners to the Cedars with my eyes closed. Red bandana in my pocket, how you hide those? Larry Nichols crack spot, my brother got me serving. Couldn't cook, burning holes in my Dennis Rodman jersey. Then a nigga turned, pippin' on these niggas. 40 sippin' on these niggas, if you crippin', we was trippin' on you nigga. But the Crips would never lay down, they thought that it was daytime. We thought it was ours, so we would empty out the tray pounds. Did school, especially since it was an all Crip school. I'm lucky I'm alive, but would you be if bullets hit you? 26 dead homies and 2 dead brothers. Compton is a cold motherfucker, niggas dying over.
Colors, 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 colors. My colors, 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 colors. Colors, 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 colors. My colors.
I made a comment earlier, and somebody actually rebutted me. I said I would guess that just as many boys get touched as little girls. It's just that for whatever reasons, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know this, but for whatever reasons, it doesn't, the boy doesn't say it as much as the girl does. And it goes untreated. It goes, you know, it goes untreated. That's my guess. Just because it's not reported doesn't mean it doesn't happen just as much. And I really feel that in my heart, that just as many little boys are diddled growing up as little girls. And I made a comment like that, and someone on social media, of course, automatically says, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I'm stupid, blah, 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 blah. Just a guess, gang. What do you guys think? Have you, ladies and or gentlemen, have you ever been sexually assaulted or raped? I'd love to hear your story, because I will tell mine later on in the show. I'd love to hear your story. Because see, and this is what I don't like about the hashtag MeToo. Excuse me. This is what I don't like about the hashtag Me Too. I've been seeing a lot of women post bullshit. Bullshit. I was walking down the street one time, and a group of construction workers yelled out, "Hey, nice tits! Hashtag Me Too!" Bitch, go fuck yourself. Tell that to a woman who was gang raped at a frat party. Tell that to a woman who was babysat by her uncle and her uncle touched her for 5 fucking years and jacked off on her stomach. Okay? Yes, I get fucking graphic like that because that's what I don't like about this. Is this brings out the fucking victim mentality, and then all these bitches who fucking got slapped on the ass one day at a R. Kelly concert, now they're fucking, oh, sexual assault. Now they're all, oh, hashtag Me Too. No, bitch. Stop. And any woman who was really sexual assaulted or was really raped should feel offended by 80% of the bullshit that I've been seeing on social media with this hashtag Me Too. One time, I was at a DJ Quick concert, and he pointed at me and asked me to pull up my top and show him my breasts. And then I did, and so the entire crowd booed me. Hashtag Me Too. Fuck outta here. But see, you guys don't hear me. Can someone fucking holler if they hear me? Holler if you hear me! Jesus, really? Just because a fucking hashtag pops up on your timeline, now you gotta jump on it and fucking think of some minuscule thing that happened to you when you were 17 years old and now, oh my god, now hashtag Me Too, I'm a victim now. And I'm sure some of you pieces of shit are gonna twist this in some little way that, oh, he doesn't, oh, what, he condones women being raped or he doesn't care about women being raped. Fuck you. Just as I said earlier, I think anyone who takes anyone by their will, especially kids, should get a much harsher penalty than murderers. Some fucking murderers are living in jail right now better than I'm fucking living. Hashtag Me Too. God, I've seen a lot of you guys post up. I want to ask you, have you ever been diddled? Have you been touched? And all of you women who are mad because guys are,
oh my god, he yelled out an obscenity to me. He said I had a fat ass. Oh, he says I have nice tits.
All of you women right now who are hashtagging Me Too with that bullshit, come talk to me in 30 years when men ain't gonna be doing that shit, okay? You're 20, 30 years now, you have a nice set of tits, you got a nice round ass, but one day those fucking tits are gonna be hanging below your knees and your ass is gonna look like Rhode Island, okay? And men ain't gonna fucking say, oh, you got nice tits, nice ass, so enjoy it while it lasts and stop calling yourself a fucking victim. You got nice tits and a nice ass, you are not a fucking victim. Just because four niggas that rolled by in a car yelled out, oh, damn, that bitch got a nice ass. Me too. Hashtag Me Too. Yeah, tell that to a fucking girl who was tied, who was fucking held down against her will and fucked with no condom and woke up pregnant the next day. Serious, I hate these hashtags because it forces people to jump on the bandwagon. Oh no, oh no. Jeannie says, shit, and I was a good girl. I hadn't even kissed a guy, but I had someone in my room on a nightly basis fondling my tits while jacking off all over me. Oh my god. Aren't people pieces of shit? Ugh, I'm sorry that happened to you, Genie. Oh my god. I'm a pussy. You guys have probably already noticed that. Oh my god, sorry. Give me a second. No, this is what you... I mean, this is what you... And if you're a listener, if you're a supporter of mine... Excuse me. This ain't because of crying. I'm actually kind of getting sick, so... But... I'm kind of crying a little bit for you, Genie, because that's some fucked up shit. I forgot what I was going to say. I fucking forgot what I was going to say. Oh, she hadn't even kissed a fucking guy yet. And she already has this dirty piece of shit jacking off on her. And if you are a listener of mine, if you're a supporter of mine, and you do this in your own personal life, just think about what you're doing. Odds are there's somebody listening right now. I mean, 20,000 people is my average audience. Odds are one of you motherfuckers do this. And if you do, just think about what you're doing to these kids, man. And Genie, thank you so much for being so open and dare I say blunt about the way you use your choice of words. Genie said, shit, and I was a good girl. I hadn't even kissed a guy, but I had someone in my room on a nightly basis fondling my tits while jacking off over me. I can't even go any further than that because I know you're a little too personal, and it bothers me when I hear stuff like that from people I like. That's what bothers me. Oh god, some of you are writing essays and I really can't read them. Oh, Genie continues, my grandmother caught him and he told her he was sleepwalking. I was so scared I pretended to be asleep but didn't know what else to do. And grandma, I don't know what your relationship is with your grandma, but your grandma knew. No disrespect, but if I walked in, if I was a grandparent and I walked in on my son, I'm assuming, jerking off over my grandchild, I'm stabbing him in the back of the neck. Candy says, yes, but I refuse to let it not control my life, so no hashtags for me. Good job, homegirl. Good job, homegirl. Yeah. Josh says, yep, I worked in boys' homes, group homes for years, where unspeakable things had been done to them. I've heard and seen stories, Josh. I have a couple of really good friends, really close friends in that same business, and they've shared horror stories with me, and... Justin Bell says, Afrika Bambaataa is a prime example of men receiving this glorifying experience. Yes, Justin Bell. I talked about Afrika Bambaataa and KRS-One about a year and a half ago when all that came out. That piece of shit. KRS-One's a piece of shit, too, for condoning that shit. Fuck both of them. But, wow, if I can close it out with Jeannie's situation. She said, when I did tell someone, I was then forced to lie to keep my family together. Jesus Christ. I'm speechless. I'm fucking speechless. She was forced to lie to keep her family together. Mm-mm-mm. If that right there, gang, don't go to show you that family is just fucking blood relation and that's about it and there's a roll of a dice and just because you're family, that don't mean shit. Okay? On a much, much, much smaller scale, Jeannie, I'm not trying to compare it to your situation at all. I had to block all of my family on social media today. I had to block them. Because look, first off, your family are the last to support you, first to criticize you. Can I get an amen, gang? Holler if you fucking hear me. Family are the first to criticize you, last to support you. These motherfuckers don't listen to any of my shows. And I'm not speaking about all my family, because I did keep a few of them. My mom, of course, and a couple of cousins. But everybody else, see you at the next family reunion, nigga. Because I ain't trying to fucking get into it on Facebook with you and have conversations with you on when we have dinners and shit at family's houses. And, well, you shouldn't say this on Facebook. And why did you say that? And, oh, you said this about Black Lives Matter. Shut up. Like, really, shut up. Really. Everybody in general, just stop bringing that shit up at parties. Stop bringing all that up. Stop. When you're at a party, fucking hang out. Stop bringing up political and social shit at parties. Sorry. Side rant. Side rant. That shit bothers me.
An indigenous individual living on the plains. No food, the water, maybe love to gain. Myself to blame. People looking down with shame. I got my hand raised out. Do you want to know my name? The face of many people living around the world. Your son, your daughter, your mama, maybe your girl. So much money floating around. People laying on the ground. Pitching a tent on the street just to beat the heat. When it rain, that's a whole different animal, y'all. Gotta get the room at the shelter waiting on the call. If I don't get one, I gotta make it to the freeway. Under the bridge, part is dry with a little leeway. She say my situation is close to death. What you want me to do? I got a can of food left. Go and commit theft. Now they got me in jail, sitting down in a cell. You gonna pay my bail? Hell.
The planets ain't aligning. Just turn on your TV. Things are so damn crazy. Look at you and look at me. The planets ain't aligning. They're warring in the street. And if we keep this up, there will be no more you and me.
Five cops dead, laying down on the ground, shot by a black man. My nigga, how does that sound? Hate breeds more hate. Now we retaliating, faking the reason to protest. The reason we debating, say Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Police and patrol cars hearing it chatter about a crime in your neighborhood, saving your ass. Your mother or your sister, grandpa or dad. Now it's so fucking sad to see the level we on. I got mixed race kids, but I'm a nigga full grown. I see both sides. Why is it all about the color? Letting a few dictate how we feel about each other. Going back in the past, how many things have changed? Still looking for a group or somebody to blame. Good people in the world and you got the bad. Let's love one another, stop killing these dads.
Come on. The planets ain't aligning. Just turn on your TV. Things are so damn crazy. Look at you and look at me. The planets ain't aligning. They're warring in the street. And if we keep this up, there will be no more.
These people tripping off color, race, sex, creed. The devil is alive, he taking all he need. We living life in the last days, enjoy your time. The whole world is possessed, computer chips and minds. Guns are the problem, nah, the people who use them. Fingers pulling the trigger, society trying to confuse them. When you aiming at the good dude on his way from work, 10 hours on a job to get stopped by jerks. Sandy fit the description, better yet the one he looking for. Almost made it home, wiping kids at the door. Mommy got a bad feeling, his daddy on his way home. Going to back room, baby, and get my phone. Already starting to pace. Back and forth around the room, running the race. A black face with the gun pointed right in the back. Uploaded to social media, people gonna react.
The planets ain't aligning. Just turn on your TV. Things are so damn crazy. Look at you and look at me. The planets ain't aligning. They're warring in the street. And if we keep this up, there will be no more you and me. The planets ain't aligning. Just turn on your TV. Things are so damn crazy. Look at you and look at me. The planets ain't aligning. They're warring in the street. And if we keep this up, there will be no more you and me.
I promised I would talk to you guys about the time that I was raped. I've been sexually... What's the word? I've been sexually harassed. I get sexually harassed all the time. Look, I'm not fucking saying I'm Don Juan, Mr. Brad Pitt over here, but I'm an attractive gentleman, okay? I carry myself in an attractive manner. And I get sexually... What are you guys calling it? Sexually harassed. This has nothing to do with my rape story. I'm not making any light of this. I'm building up to that. I get sexually harassed to this day. I hear things at bars or clubs when I'm going to the bathroom and there's a group of girls and I pass them. I hear things too. Hell, in the past, I've been in work and office environments ever since I was like 19 years old back in the day. I've had the shit that was said to me in an office over my, what, I've been working for 25 years. I'm just throwing it out there. I've been working for 25 years. Over those amount of years, the shit that I've heard in random offices and random work environments and random warehouses or whatever the case is, if I were a victim female, I could have fucking had a big ass lawsuit. I could have taken a company to the bank. But I'm not that kind of person. I understand we're human and I could take a joke, and you know what? As I went back to earlier, I ain't gonna have all this forever. Alright, I'm pushing 40 years old, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna have all this forever, so I'll take it. I don't give a fuck if it's a crackhead. I get hit on by crackheads every once in a while. Ooh, damn, baby, you cute. Hey, baby. I'll be like, shit, I'll take it. Thanks, Miss Crackhead. Appreciate ya. Still got it, baby. I take all compliments. Shit. Treat me like a piece of meat. Treat me like a steak. Say the dirtiest shit that you could think of to me, ladies. I hear from men, too. Fuck, okay, I'll take it. I'll take it from you guys, too. Look, I'm in L.A., I'll take it from you. I hear some dirty shit from gay dudes, man. You fucking gay dudes need to turn it down a notch of shit. You guys say something, my ass automatically hurts. Like, my asshole just automatically, like, ah, ow, nigga. Are you raping me with your words? Stop, nigga. Stop it, Mr. Gay Man. So, yes, I get sexually harassed. So, in a nutshell, this Me Too thing shouldn't even involve sexual harassment, in my opinion. Because if you're attractive, man or woman, transsexual, transvestite, fucking whatever you are, you've been sexually harassed. So, that hashtag Me Too thing shouldn't involve you guys. The hashtag Me Too thing should involve the good women like my friend Jeannie, who before she even kissed a boy, she had a guy standing over her, jerking off on her. That is what hashtag Me Too should be about. Hashtag Me Too should be about the college girl who goes to college, who moves from Iowa to Cal State Long Beach, and one night she has a few too many drinks, and some frat guy decides to take her in a room, call a couple of his friends in. and they have their way with her. That's what hashtag Me Too should be about. I could have used hashtag Me Too today. I could have used hashtag Me Too today if I wanted to. I have been raped. I've been raped, ladies and gentlemen. I've never shared this story on my podcast, on any shows. I've been doing shows since 2009. The Oddcast, Dusty and Heidi Show, Dusty Angel Show, and now the Uncle Tom Show. I've went through my reincarnations when it comes to shows. But I don't think, I know I've never talked about this. I've been raped. You're looking at a man, a 39-year-old man, who has been raped. I was 19 years old. I wasn't 7. I wasn't 4. I wasn't 11. But that doesn't make it any less. I was raped. I was 19 years old. I was at a party. I was getting really fucked up. Really fucked up. Back in the day, we had the dirt weed. It was like 10 blunts. I was smoking like 10 blunts. Back then, I couldn't control my alcohol, so I was shit-faced. So I passed out on a couch. And when I woke up, there was some fat girl who I had never met, never even fucking knew. I don't even remember talking to her. She was bouncing up and down on my dick, riding my dick. As I was passed out. Thought it was gonna go somewhere else, huh? No, gang. It's not fucking raped in the butt. Calm down. Jesus Christ. Is that the first thing you guys go to? But I was legitimately raped. I was 19 years old, I was fucked up, really fucked up, and I don't remember nothing. All I remember is waking up and some big ass fat girl, shaped like, let's go Roseanne Barr in 1994, was bouncing up and down on my dick, raping me against my will. Thankfully, she had enough sense to put a condom on, which I found that interesting. But I was raped. Does it make it any less because it was a girl that did it to me?
Slamming Bentley doors like we invented doors. 20 years ago, we drove Bentley and saw us drinking Cristal in.
Yeah.
Kept a tray on me like Chris Paul in. Drinking they spade like it's codeine now. Trying to put a million on the whole team now. Push through the pain so we can see new life. So all the ladies having babies see a sacrifice. Mama had 4 kids but she's a lesbian. Had to pretend so long that she's a lesbian. Had to hide in the closet so she medicate. Society shame and the pain was too much to take. Cry tears of joy when you fell in love. Don't matter to me if it's a him or her. I just wanna see you smile through all the hate. Maria Antoinette, baby, let her meet Kate.
Bad times turn to good memories.
Smile.
Even when I'm gone and you remember me.
Smile.
Good times,
never fade away.
Smile.
Even if I'm not with you here today.
Smile.
Good morning, friend. Here's your friendly announcer.
Far as draft picks, my name did not get called. Bet before I go, I put a billion on the board. Hall of Fame, hope I did it all without a pen. Y'all knew that was coming, I had to remind y'all again, huh? Flying paper planes through the projects. Now the whole project's on my check. Now you see the real in the front row. And every one of y'all televised shows. Super facts. Niggas switch side, traded pride, we don't do all that. A loss ain't a loss, it's a lesson. Appreciate the pain, it's a blessing.
Bad times turn to good memories.
Smile.
Even when I'm gone and you remember me.
Smile.
Good times never fade away.
Smile.
Even if I'm not with you here today.
Smile.
Good morning, friend.
I mastered my aesthetics. I know you often heard me wax poetic about being back in the Lexus, but trust me, that was nothing. A nigga up in the hundreds of millions, I have no ceilings. Oh, this that feeling, I'm that boy. Anita Baker, you bring me joy. Slapping out of the toy, the separation is clear. In my rearview mirror, objects is further than they appear. Oh yeah, I was born with a pair. Playing for high stakes. Norman K. Kilo's dumping out of the lip. Hard niggas can't relate. Fuck a slice of the apple pie, want my own cake. Been charging my own freight, respect Jimmy Iovine. But he gotta respect the Elohim. It's a whole new regime, and niggas playing for power. So our music is ours, niggas only own houses. Ours was fuck you, pay me. Now it's fuck paying me, I pay you. Put the rest away for blue, that blood money, I giggle at it. Can't even support my missus habit. Jewelry shopping in Paris, all your jewelers should be embarrassed. Huh. Blood diamonds tripping with cute, I still ain't tripping, that's life, winners and losers. Huh. Drug dealers and abusers, America like me ruthless. My therapist said I relapsed. I said prehaps, I Freudian slipped in European whips. God sent me to break the chain. I'm the true and living God in the flesh. The rest these niggas is vain. A stain on the white suit, inferior IQ. Niggas will rip your shit off title just to spite you. Ah, what did I do? Some try to free you. Niggas will love you but hate you cause they can't be you. Dump them all in the bayou. Everybody wave bottle. The guy you thought you can lotto. This was meant to be a haiku. Huh. But my story's too wide to fit inside. The line is too old. He is that drugs. Hair on floor, I spaz on the stove. This is hope, no flex on, nigga, who lied to you? Look, you're a pedestrian, don't ever question the security I provided you. Oh, y'all thought I was washed. I'm at the cleanest, laundering dirty money like the Teamsters, huh? Shout out to Hopper back home, me in the church. When I heard you got booked, that shit hurt. Feel for you, bro, we know the system don't work. Take a young nigga, freedom over some dirt. Yeah, that's legal in Colorado. Yeah, we deny. Black entrepreneurs, free enterprise. That's why it's a black market, that's why it's called the trap. That's why it's called the project, cause it's exactly that. All these people is gonna kill me. Cause the more I reveal me, the more they're afraid of the real me. Welcome back, Carter. Smile.
Living in the shadow, can you imagine what kind of life it is to live? In the shadows, people see you as happy and free, because that's what you want them to see. Living two lives, happy but not free. You live in the shadows for fear of someone hurting your family or the person you love. The world is changing and they say it's time to be free, but you live with the fear of just being me. Living in the shadow feels like the safe place to be. No harm for them, no harm for me. But life is short and it's time to be free. Love who you love because life isn't guaranteed. Smile.
If I was a chick, passed out, oh, I was fucked up. I remember. I was fucked up. But if I was passed out and I woke up and I was a chick and some dude was fucking me, that would be rape, right? Right? So, my point being, I respect this whole not me campaign, but I wish it would have included boys, because I really feel like, I feel, it's already a big movement, but I feel like it could have really been a strong thing if it included boys and men. And look, my rape story, there was a little bit of satire to it, of course. Come on, guys, look. I think I finished. But it was still rape. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And really, in all honesty, it's usually other men touching other boys. Okay? So this stuff really happens. So I wish... I wish that Me Too thing... Oh, if that Me Too thing had... included boys, because it specifically said women. And it's because of the Harvey Weinstein thing. But if it had included boys, that thing could have really took off. That thing could have really took off. But either way, it fucking sucks. Oh my god, I'm so sorry for anyone who has experienced that bullshit by anybody. Anyone who has ever done that, male or female, I think you should be castrated. On a side note, a story that I have told on the Dusty and Heidi show. I think I told it on the Oddcast back in the day. When I was 16, me and a couple of my boys from SP, Silent Pimps, my clique back in high school. It's a couple of us, a few of us actually. We used to fuck this. She was in her mid-20s, close to 30. We were 16, no more than 17. And we would go to her spot, I think it was in Santa Fe Springs. It was a little apartment, and we would just run a train on her. She was literally fucking 16-year-old boys in her apartment, and she was damn near 30. Guys, I'm not proud of this, but she was the ugliest fucking thing you... Oh! just even thinking about it, my dick just like literally just went into my stomach. Like my balls are right on my nipples right now. It's just, oh, she was so... But you know what? When you're 16 years old, a pussy is a pussy. Oh boy, we tore that shit up. Oh boy, we tore that fat, sloppy, hairy, clammy labia. Give me a second, gang. I'm gonna throw up. Yeah. Not my proudest moment, gang. Not my proudest moment while I was doing that. But back then, when you're 16 and a 28-year-old chick wants to fuck you, hell yes! I don't care what you look like, I'm going in there. I'm going in. But truth is, we went there a few times and my dick just never really got hard. It never really fully got erect. So I never, like, I'd put it in and then, like, I'd hump it for, like, 11 seconds, and then like if I pull it out, and then the condom would be like this long and my dick would be like this little, and then I have to like jack off, and then I put it in her mouth, and then I'd see her fat pimply face, and then I'd be like, what am I doing with my life? And then this, I was like, but then one of my boys, he was literally the one, every time we went, he was hitting that shit like a fucking rabbit. He was bang 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 bang, and then he'd tell her to turn around, and he bang bang bang, he was beating that fat disgusting monkey up. Not my proudest moment. I'm just letting you know that statutory rape exists, and it happens to men too. God damn it. So I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night, gang. I want to thank you guys for hanging out on the Uncle Tom Show, hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Uncle Tom Show on the TuneIn app or wherever fine podcasts can be heard. I'm also on YouTube. My YouTube numbers suck. I really need you guys to subscribe to me on YouTube. Uncle Tom Show. Please, the ones who are listening right now, live, podcast, whatever, once you tune in, log off, blah, 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 go to YouTube, log into your account, and subscribe to the Uncle Tom Show. I really, really, really would appreciate that more than anything right now. I need to cash them YouTube checks, son. My YouTube numbers suck. If my podcast numbers would transfer over to my YouTube numbers, oh my God, guys, come on. I would make like $30 a month, nigga. Come on, help your boy out, shit. $30 a month, come on. I need you. Now, real talk, I love the ones who check me out. I mean, 20,000 strong. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm usually in the top 20 on the politics section on Podomatic and other, you know, podcast services like that. So it's really good to see those numbers because that just means you're sharing the show. I fucking love you guys. Real talk. Agree with me or disagree with me. I love you guys. And I'm so sorry, you know, if you were ever taken against your will, if someone had ever, oh God, if anything like that has ever happened to you, hashtag me too, I'm right here with you, seriously. Justin Bell says, what's the YouTube channel? It's actually called Dusty Angel Media, but I guarantee if you just go to the search bar on YouTube and you type in Uncle Tom Show, subscribe to Dusty Angel Media, you'll find me. I know you're subscribed as well, Robert. You're my boy. I love you guys. Have a very safe night. Don't get raped. And always remember, truth doesn't care about your feelings. Good night, gang.
This is family business, and this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down, all the answers in us. This is why I spit it in my song, so sweet like a photo where your granny's pitching out at your gone and hit us. Super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas, this can't be right. Yeah, you heard the track I did, man, this can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate, soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought her, why the car had to look all through it. As kids, we used to laugh, who knew that life would move this fast. Who knew I have to look at you through a glass. And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet them Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude, but every holiday nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's six of y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Creative way to rhyme without using knives and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion and drink some wine like communion and act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
Gold, diamond ring, they don't mean nothing.
Gold,
they don't mean nothing.
Gold, the glitter. what you need. I don't care about they don't need a thing.
Out of jail.